Moncrief on News Talk.
There's a court case going on in Italy at the moment and also an pending investigation by the United Nations. And one central part of that is that the Pope can give permission to wiretap people's phones. And the Vatican admits that they do this. Patsy McGarry is religious affairs correspondent for the Irish Times. Afternoon, Patsy.
Good afternoon, John.
So let's start with this chap, Raphael Mincione. What was he accused of doing? Or what was he prosecuted of doing?
Well, he was involved in a deal in London. He's an Italian-born financier, but looks mostly his business in London, which also involved the Vatican. He's an investment banker, and they bought huge properties in a very fashionable part of Chelsea in London, intended to be turned into luxury apartments. And the Vatican argued he grossly overestimated the value of the property, which was later sold off by the Vatican at a considerable loss. And involved with this also was a man who was then Secretary of State with the Vatican, Cardinal Angelo Becciu. And both were accused, among others, of embezzling the Vatican, and they were put on trial in the Vatican and found guilty by the Vatican of having embezzled it of hundreds of millions of euro, and sentenced eventually after a 2.5 year trial last December to 5 years imprisonment, 5.5 years imprisonment, and an €8,000 fine. And he, of course, is appealing this, as is the relevant cardinal. And as part of the appeals process, he's challenging this, the methodology employed by the Vatican courts, saying that they don't comply with international regulations where law is concerned, the administration of justice and law is concerned. And he's brought this to the attention of the UN, or made an allegation to the UN on those lines. And that's why this story is in the news today. It was picked up by the Telegraph of the UK, and they ran the story earlier this week.
Yeah, and so are they're in prison at the moment. Would that be the case?
No, they are not. They're appealing the decision last December. So they're not in prison currently.
Right. So part of their allegation and what they've reported to the UN was that the Vatican was wiretapping them.
Yes. And I mean, that is not denied, apparently, by the Vatican or anybody else involved. Indeed, the Vatican has wiretapped people in other investigations. And strangely, from our point of view, I suppose, he made a similar allegation to Mancione before the Swiss court in 2021, where his assets have been frozen, assets related to this alleged embezzlement sale in London. He wanted these assets unfrozen. He challenged the grounds of his trial at the Vatican before the Swiss federal courts, and the Swiss federal courts found that he was receiving fair procedure at the Vatican. And there he made allegations, similar allegations about wiretapping, which weren't denied. He made similar allegations about the Pope adjusting the prosecuting process during the trial as well. And still, the Swiss federal courts found in favour of the Vatican system of justice.
So under what laws is the Pope allowed to say, yes, you can go ahead and tap somebody's phone?
Well, it's an internal Vatican law. The Vatican city-state is the smallest in the world. It is an independent city-state ruled by a supreme ruler, a sovereign, who has the powers of an absolute monarch, and he can make the rules almost as he goes along. Now, to be fair, since 2020, the Vatican has been making serious efforts to make sure that its processes comply with international law in terms of how it conducts its trial. And that has been found, as I said there, by the Swiss federal courts to be in compliance with normal practices in judicial systems elsewhere in the world. Now, wiretapping as a form of investigation is not something we would be very comfortable about here in Ireland, and in fact played a big role in the fall of a government back in the early 1980s here. But it seems that, I mean, it seems to have been accepted by, as I said, an outside agency like the Swiss federal courts, as in the context anyhow, justified.
And in the Vatican, who do this wiretapping? Does the Vatican have an equivalent to a secret service or even an arm of the police who do this?
Not really. Apparently, when this sort of investigative process is necessary, they bring in outside agencies from Italy to do it on their behalf, an independent outside agency. I mean, internally in the Vatican itself, there's constant worries. I mean, there's such power struggles continually going on there that a lot of senior people in the Vatican are wary of using phones for fear they are being wiretapped. I prefer to conduct their business by email or preferably person to person.
So the ability to be able to wiretap, is that covered by canon law, or this other thing, res criti law?
It's more likely to be under risquisiti law. I mean, this is where it gets complicated. There are two processes of laws in the Vatican. There's its civil law, which deals with criminal activities like this, canon law, which is about compliance with church teaching, religious teaching. I mean, it's unlikely there'd be wiretapping necessary in a canon law context. The Holy Spirit is not known to talk to people over the phone.
Yes. As you're doing right now. Then again, I should inform you, we are recording this conversation, Patsy. And if his appeal fails, where do they serve their prison time?
Generally speaking, anybody convicted in the Vatican Criminal Court serves their prison sentences in Italy, in Roman jails. Ah. That goes back to a concordat concluded between the Vatican and the Italian state back in 1929, when actually Mussolini was the Prime Minister. The Lateran Treaty is called, which formally recognized the independent existence of the Vatican state itself. That's when it came into being. But since then, when people are convicted of crimes in the Vatican, they serve their sentences in Italy. But there is a prison in the Vatican, and if people are on bail are detained or remanded, they can be remanded there. Famously, the famous What the Butler Saw trial back in 2012, when the butler to Pope Benedict was accused of leaking his documents to the media, etc., and exposing corruption in the Vatican itself. And it was proven that he did leak such documents. He was held in the Vatican prison for a period before he went on trial, and then he was sentenced and served his sentence in Italy.
Mm-hmm. What is the Vatican doing buying luxury apartments in London anyway?
Investing, Sean. Protecting its securities for the future. Business.
And does it do a lot of that?
Well, I mean, like any body, whether you agree or otherwise, even though it's a religious body, it wants to protect its assets, and the best way they do this on advice, of course, from financial experts, and the most secure way, like pension funds, they invest in other projects to sustain the value of their investment, of their asset.
Kind of smacks of Russian oligarch a bit, though.
It's not something you or I are likely to be worried about, Sean, I suspect. In my case, it won't apply.
Patsy, thanks a million. That was Patsy McGarry there, religious affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Patsy, thank you very much.
Okay, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.